Welcome back, brothers. My name is Father Innocent, and this is Father Angelus. We are the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, and welcome back to Sons in the Sun weekly video series. I think we're on number five.
We are on week five.
Let's go. Just rocking it, brothers. Welcome to this fifth week. I think, Father, sometimes in the new journey, you know, week maybe 1 through 3, just is kind of fun. I think it's really good to...
I feel like we need to stretch it out a little bit now. It's kind of just...
It's just good to remind us that, brothers, we're proud of you. We're so grateful and humble to walk this journey with you. But again, take a deep breath. This is the long game, right? We want to invite you to the daily journey. Don't forget, man, like what this is all about, right? We don't want just to rush through this. We don't want to maybe go through the motions. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. We really want to make it personal. And so again, we just want to invite you to take a deep breath, be where you're at right now. If you have the book in hand, if you're using the daily emails, if you like these weekly videos, it's just your joy to be with you. And we just want to remind you that this is all about restoration of your sonship, not abstractly. Jesus and Mary want to come and restore what's happening in your heart right now.
We got so fired up last week about the Beatitudes, right? We made a shift from experiencing a call to sonship, a call to masculinity, and kind of like, what does that mean to kind of bear fruit? And the invitation to consider the marrow of the gospel, if you will, the reality of how Jesus wants us to have his own actions and attitudes and movements of his heart to live in a particular way. And the Beatitudes, we only got to talk about a couple of them, but the Beatitudes become a real place for this. So we hope you were blessed and curious and open more about how the Beatitudes can, and the gospel, really, to be able to change your own mind and heart as we follow Jesus. So we want to encourage you to continue to sit in that and continue to let the gospel kind of to go deeper into your heart and maybe put down deeper roots there. But we're going to keep moving this week, and we go into another beautiful conversation about how we bear fruit in the midst of all that we're learning and receiving on this journey together.
Yeah. So brothers, remember the foundation of our lives, our baptism, is our sonship. You are beloved sons of the Father. And you will be, you live the truth of that identity, the inheritance of that identity in full for the rest of your life. That is the truth, that is the gift given to you. You are beloved sons always and forever. That is the foundation of our lives. We never graduate from that. We never, we never have to, you don't have to like make it more complicated, right? Yes, we're called to be sons who grow up. But again, the foundation is our sonship, the gift that we're called to intimacy and prayer. This is the life source of our relationship with God. We are deep men. We are sons who are centered and anchored in prayer. We are made for relationships. The son who lives in constant relationship with his Father, right? And then from there, we started to move through how this relationship affects our lives and transforms our lives, right? We talked about what it means to be a man. We talked about what it means to be restored with our actions and attitudes in the life of the Beatitudes. Now, brothers, it's gonna make sense to you, hopefully. Now we're gonna talk about what it means to live a life of mission, right? Interestingly, your identity as son is not just for you. Your identity as a son is not just for you, right? I love Bishop Barron's quote. We kind of find ourselves, and I know these are not supposed to necessarily be timely, but we have just the momentum and the fire of the Eucharistic revival. And as Bishop Barron spoke to the Eucharistic Congress, what did he say? He said, your Christianity is not for you, right? That's the beauty of our life as Christians. It's not just about you and God. Yes, firstly and foundationally, you are a son, and that is so important to be anchored in. But at some point, we have to overflow. The love has to be given away. And so the beauty of that, it's not just about you, but now the Father, now Jesus, after kind of his own heart, wants to send you out on mission, right? And so, Father Angelus, this is just super important, right? Because now we begin to be outward focused. And I'm going to talk about what I call the identity pilgrimage when we become brothers and men and spouses and fathers. But do you have anything to say on just the grace of making our Christianity and our sonship now about others?
Yeah, brothers, it's written into our masculine DNA. It's written into our bodies. It's written into every part of us that wants to give, that wants to offer, that wants to go. This is the part of us that wants to do something, right? So you might be antsy right now because you're like, oh man, we're going through this pilgrimage and we're talking about prayer and we're talking about these things. We're talking about being conformed to Jesus, which could seem a little stagnant, right? And it's not, but it might feel that way. But we want to validate and reverence and bless the part of you that's ready, if there's a hunger that's deep inside you ready to go do something. And brothers, use as Knights of Columbus, you're used to this. This is part of your DNA as a group, is to be able to give and to be generous and to bless and do charitable works and to do these things. But we want to propose today that we see it in a different context, but we want to bless the reality that Jesus always wants us to love. He always wants us to give and always wants us to offer because that's what he does. It's never his experience of his father in prayer wasn't for himself. His experience of his own masculinity wasn't for himself. His experience of living the Beatitudes wasn't for himself. It was to so he could give his life for the ones he loves, right? And so if we feel that tension in your heart, we just want to bless that. And we want to propose to you the journey of what it means to start to live concrete mission in what it means to be, live concrete mission as we become sons. And we let Our Lady, like she did Juan Diego, to kind of lead us into that place of being able to give our lives as well.
The beautiful thing here, brothers, is going to make sense. Father Angels, I feel like after we do this identity work, and we've been doing it for a long time, and like this is kind of a sweet spot for us. So I feel like we say the same things all the time. So just in case you think we repeat ourselves, we know, right? The truth is not that actually complicated, right? So Father, I think the great place to start, just like we started with prayer, and just like we started with sonship or masculinity, it's actually not it's not something we possess. It's not our own. Mm. When we're called to a life of mission, yes, you guessed it, brothers, is that it's not our mission. The gift of our baptism, we actually share in the very mission of Jesus. When he says, he calls us and he sends us out with his own life and authority. He says to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not like our own kingdom. It's not our own power. It's not our own mercy and love. It's actually a share in the fullness of Jesus's mission. What a gift. And brothers, that's the inheritance. That's the dignity of your sonship, that you are called as sons of the Father to share in the very mission of Jesus, to share in his bringing salvation to the world, to share in his redeeming gift of saving all the people who are lost in sin. He calls you to share in his own mission. Brothers, that's what he longs to do every single day. He wants to send you out as an ambassador, as an advocate, as another Christ, so that you could bring his love and mercy to the world. Like with his heart. I mean, I can only say it so many ways, Ange. Like, this is the gift to share in Jesus' own mission.
Brothers, it's important. And when the church uses this term, when we talk about our identity, the church uses this term that we were all made in the image and likeness of God. Another way to say that, in a kind of a cool way to say that, is like each of us has a spiritual DNA. When the Father looks at us, he sees Jesus in a very particular way. And so what we like to say is there's a mark on your soul and a revelation of Jesus that the world is waiting for. We can't underestimate this enough, and this is why it's so exciting to follow Jesus, that there's a mark on your soul that's made in the image and likeness of God, and it's supposed to be revealed to the world in how you live and how you love and how you sacrifice your life. So the thing is it's unique to you. It's unique to me. Me and Father's experience of being made in the image and likeness of God is different, but it tastes a little bit of our experience of God and the way we're supposed to serve him and follow him and the mission we're supposed to have in the world. Your mission is different than my mission and different than Father's mission. So brothers, the exciting transition we want to make when we go to our life of mission is this revelation of what lives inside of me, what part of Jesus and his mission and his particular way he wants to love and reveal the Father's presence and goodness in the world is inside of me. That's how we're supposed to live mission. And it's exciting, brothers, because when we can understand that, we can realize what it is in our hearts. It's a beautiful reality to be able to reveal and live in the world in our very lives and our workplaces and our families and what we do.
So brothers, you're gonna notice in the book, and again, the point of these videos is not necessarily to kind of just walk through and the book. You have the book. We encourage you to pray the daily meditations. But it's something we feel pretty deeply about in a way of communicating and making clear the journey of identity is that we just want to hold out before you the maturity of identity, right? I call it an identity pilgrimage. And you know, it starts in like we're sons of the Father. We start, all of you started as sons of the Father, but also the sons of your parents, right? And the beauty of sonship is the foundation and the truth about kind of our first original experience. But as you guys know, sons don't stay sons forever, right? The quote that I like to quote in identity work is that the best thing in God's providence, the best thing that a mom and dad can do for an only child is to have another child, right? Because then sons become brothers. And we realize that sons, it's not just about mom and dad and me anymore, but it's actually about another person I'm called to love, right? So Jesus shows us that he becomes, that St. Paul talks about Jesus being the firstborn of many brothers, right? He comes and he leaves the Father's throne and comes and he becomes a son of the Father, son of Mary, right? He becomes the son of Mary and Joseph, but even more importantly, he becomes the brothers of all of us. He's the firstborn of many brothers. And so Jesus becomes a brother, and then, right, Jesus in his own life becomes the bridegroom of the church, right? So brothers, when they mature in love, they become husbands, or Jesus called himself the bridegroom, right? Then sons become brothers, brothers become spouses, right? Then spouses, you get married to your wife. And then what do husband and wife become? The husband becomes a father, right? They bear fruit and the husband becomes a father, right? So sons become brothers, brothers become spouses, spouses become fathers, right? This journey of the fullness, maturity of love, and I would say the maturity of mission, right? The grace that sons are called to expand their hearts, are called to grow, and they're called to grow in generosity and giving their lives away in self-gift. And brothers, I just want to acknowledge wherever you're at in your life right now, wherever you're at on the identity pilgrimage, this is your mission. What does it mean for you to love like a brother? Just as in a context of gospel living, right? To lay your life down for the ones you love. If you're married right now, what does it mean for you to live after Jesus' own heart as the bridegroom? What does it mean for you to live as a husband? To lay down your life for your beloved. Getting up every day to sacrifice and to be poured out for the one you love. Jesus on the cross is a perfect example as the crucified bridegroom, the crucified husband, if you would say, of all the church and the people of God. And then Jesus, it's beautiful because the bridegroom bears fruit. And when he brings many souls to baptism, Jesus is like lives his spiritual fatherhood and what he becomes most like the Father. Right, Jesus becomes like the Father. He bears fruit, and he has many spiritual sons and daughters who are continue to live in the fullness of the church. Right, so Jesus bears fruit like the Father. Right, so brothers, this is the invitation. How do you feel? God is calling you. The Father is calling you to live your mission in a deeper way, and it's usually to just look at your life in the present moment. And to respond to the invitation of love, and particularly to live your mission to the full. And again, this is the invitation, just to look at a restored mission in maybe a deeper way.
You know, brothers, Our Lady came to Juan Diego as a missionary. She came as a disciple and as a missionary. And so your faithfulness to the pilgrimage you're on and your identity is mission oriented. Like, this is you being a missionary. When you start to recognize, as a son, I have people around me, as a brother that I can love, that I choose my spouse and begin to lay my life down for my spouse. And then I choose my life to lay my life down for my children. This is missionary at heart. This is a living of my discipleship, a living of my following of Jesus in a very particular way for the sake of the salvation of the world. Now, my world is small. It's the people that are in my world. It's those I love and care about. But brothers, this is being a missionary. I think sometimes we have romantic dreams about what it means to follow Jesus. And there's some particular calls to do missions in other countries and things like that, for sure. But this, your mission, this is the missionary spirit that we're calling, that we're talking about. Your experience of being a disciple of Jesus and being a mission as a brother and a spouse and a father. That's all rooted in the gift of being a son first. But this is what Jesus teaches us about what it means to get outside of ourselves and to give ourselves away in love.
And so we want to be very clear what we hold out before you, Our Lady in Juan Diego, right? Our Lady not only calls Juan Diego to build a house for prayer, yes, that's foundational, but she also calls him on mission, right? He is called to build this church. He will live as a hermit next to the church, and he will evangelize and proclaim the truth of the message of God's closeness.
Which is very brotherly and fatherly.
Which is very
other-centered, right?
And 9 million people are converted. That's not a bad mission, right? 9 million people are converted. So we want to just again, the story of Juan Diego is so inspiring, right? Because Our Lady calls him, restores him to sonship, restores him to prayer, but it clearly invites him on mission. So the word that I want to give you, brothers, today, no matter where you find yourself, we want to encourage you, do not get discouraged. If sometimes you lack purpose in your mission, or this is new for you, Or sometimes you feel like just too weak. Like, I want to live a message. I want to live my mission, but I feel like I fall back into my own sins, or I feel like I'm lukewarm, or I feel like I don't have any direction. Brothers, we want to encourage you. No, that's a lie. That we can be restored. Our Lady comes to call you once again. She's not afraid of our weakness. And she wants to call you once again to the beauty of your own unique mission, to live like Jesus, to live with his actions and attitudes, and to really be an instrument of God in the world. This is God's desire, brother. So I want to speak again these blessings over you when it comes to living your mission in full. Brothers, as sons, you are called to live in the fullness of Jesus's mission. You are called to be a brother after the heart of Jesus. You are called to be a bridegroom, to be a spouse like Jesus was as he laid down his life for his bride, the church. You are called to be a father after the father's own heart, to reveal his love to the world, to reveal his presence to the world. You are called to be a healer, and you are called to be like Jesus and bring his kingdom into the world. And most importantly, brothers, in your mission, you are called to remind the world that we are made for heaven.
Through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe and St. Juan Diego, I bless you in the gift of being on mission to reveal the goodness of Jesus in the world and his faithfulness to his Father. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Brothers, we hope you enjoyed today's reflection of Sons and the Son, restoring our sonship through our consecration of Our Lady of Guadalupe with Father Innocent and Father Angelus Montgomery, Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. For more resources to help you grow as an adopted son of God the Father through Our Lady of Guadalupe, visit kofc.org/sons. That's kofc.org/sons. This has been a Knights of Columbus production. To learn more about how the Knights of Columbus can help you grow as a Catholic man, visit kofc.org/learn more.